Exercise 5. Resist the temptation of leaning too much towards the use of convergent thinking to the exclusion of divergent thinking. It's easy for us to fall into the trap of telling our children what is right and wrong, even when it comes to ideas and suggestions, which may be relatively open-ended and highly subjective. We also need to look at the way we phrase our questions, making sure we ask questions which promote divergent thinking. For example, instead of saying, "Let's use some glue to stick the pictures to make a collage," you may say, "I wonder how we can attach this to this so that we can make it special." Simply by rephrasing what we say, we are not just suggesting one correct solution, but rather, we can encourage children to think about different solutions to a problem.